Welcome back to the thrilling adventure serial, The Fourth Tower of Inverness. Darkness is beginning to settle on the old mansion, sitting high upon the mountain that rises up from the Bay of Inverness. Far off to the west, a storm is approaching. Great black clouds seethe and swirl as flashes of lightning brightens the horizon and thunder rumbles unceasingly. Jack Flanders has received an invitation from his aunt, Lady Jowls. Upon arriving, he met several of the mansion inhabitants. He found them all a bit odd, but good-natured. As Jack was about to enter the stately old structure, he noticed a neatly lettered sign painted upon a wrought-iron hand that pointed to a cyclone cellar.
Dr. Mazzulla, alchemist of the First Order.
Jack followed the stone steps down to the cyclone cellar. He rapped on the heavy steel door. There was no answer. He tried the door. It was unlocked.
Holy cow! Just like in the movies, a 1930s laboratory. What's in this vat over here? That smells just like
gunkaloo, eh?
Dr. Mazzulla, I presume.
Oh, welcome to my play, fellow actor.
Oh, look, my name is Jack...
Never mind. You are now peering upon one of Dr. Mazzulla's most incredible chemical finds. Know what that is, eh?
Oh, it smells like beer.
Beer? Let me see. You're right. But that's the wrong vat. Over here, take a whiff of this.
Oh, that's glue.
Glue indeed. But not mere mortal glue. It is glue from the gods.
Oh, it sure has a god-awful smell.
You know what you can do with a glue like this?
Make rubber boogers?
No. It's to snare the unsnareable.
Snare the unsnareable?
That's right. You see these six rolls of paper?
I see.
You know what I'm gonna do with them?
No, what?
Dip them in glue and take them to the seven pillars in a circle and hang them from the trees there.
Why do you want to do that?
Picture. Great rolls of sticky fly paper, hanging from the trees, blowing gently in the early autumn breezes.
Fly paper?
Not mere fly paper, but dragon fly paper.
Why do you want to catch something as harmless and beautiful and beneficial as dragonflies?
Dragonflies?
Well, what's so funny?
Picture a cave near the seven pillars. Picture something large is coming out. It slithers, it stomps, it arches its back. It digs and it claws into the hard clay. It bellows smoke and fire.
Holy smoke, that's not dragonfly paper. That's dragon fly paper.
Give me your boot.
My boot?
Your moot. Anyone will do. Oh, thank you. Now come over here to the mat. Take a deep whiff.
No thanks.
Oh, such sweet nectar. You know, this formula came to me in a dream. Now I take this stick and dip it into the sweet nectar. Then I apply it to the sole of your boot.
Hey, that's a good boot.
Then I take it and slam it against the ceiling. See? It sticks.
I want my boot back.
Pull it off the ceiling.
It won't budge.
It equals even the great cats and jammer formula, eh?
Come on, Mazzulla, get my boot off your ceiling.
Next demonstration. Marvelous Mazzulla's molecular ray gun. Somewhere.
It better be.
You've seen the maze, haven't you?
Yeah, I was told to stay out of it.
Well, that's good.
Why?
I'll explain later. Have you met little Frida?
No, who's she?
Charming little girl with pigtails. And you'll like her. Here's the ray gun. Oh, she's a strange child. She's right at home here.
Yeah, I'll bet.
She doesn't have any pupils in her eyes.
Really? Oh, that's too bad.
Au contraire. Her eyesight is far better than ours. She can see the vibrational presence of objects, you see?
No.
Well, Well, without pupils, she can't focus. Not as long seeing the molecular patterns. Or put it another way, there's no separation between herself and the object. She can feel the vibrational presence as though it were an extension of herself. She can even see thought forms.
I find that difficult to understand.
She also likes her nana cigars. Strange child. Now, this should work. What this gun does is simply release the lock pattern of the glue molecules, and your boot will drop to the floor in perfect condition. Watch, I simply aim and...
Well?
Something here is wrong here.
Oh, great. Listen, man, that's the only pair of boots I own.
Don't have another pair, huh?
No.
Mine won't fit you?
Let me see. No, they're too small.
Yeah, well, Good God!
That sounded like Auntie Jowls.
I think you're right.
Quick, get my boot free.
Patience, patience.
Hurry! Oh, Lord, I'm going to have to run with one boot. Where do these steps lead?
Into the back of the kitchen.
I'm off!
You may remember that while talking with the strange scientist with the bent frame, Dr. Mazzulla, Jack Flanders heard the faint sound of an old jukebox. Suddenly, he heard the scream of Lady Jowls. He went racing up the cellar steps, into the pantry, through the kitchen, across the dining room, through the living room, past the parlor, through the library, and finally stumbled into the study.
What happened? How is she? Is she all right?
Yes, she seems to be coming too. You must be Master Jack.
Yes.
I'm Jives the butler, at your service.
Well, that's enough smelling salts. She's coming too.
I seem to have passed out. Yes, I fainted.
What happened?
Oh, Jack. It was so strange. One moment I was standing here, in the study. I was about to draw back the drapes and look out over the maze when I began to sense a presence. Someone else here in the room, even though I was alone. Just as I was reaching for the cord, I looked down, and there, protruding out from behind the drapes, were two bare feet.
Bare feet?
Yes, bare feet. I was so frightened, I didn't know what to do. Then I remembered there was a writing quill at the desk over there, which had a long pheasant tail feather, so I used it to tickle the feet.
Well, then what happened?
Then, from behind the drapes came this ferocious growl.
You mean it was bare feet?
Yes, bare feet. Then
I... No. I mean bare, as feet on a bear.
Feet on a bear?
You mean they were wearing a bear costume?
They were behind the drapes. I couldn't tell if they were bare or in costume.
Huh?
Oh, at that point, I believe I screamed. And I must have fainted.
Well, who was the first person to arrive after the scream?
I believe it were I, boss.
Well, how soon after the scream did you arrive?
Immediately, boss.
And you saw no one leaving the study?
Not a soul, brother.
I see. Then the person, or animal, may still be here in this room. Has anyone checked behind those drapes?
I don't believe so, boss.
Wait. There's a movement. There's someone, or something, behind those drapes. Come out, whatever you are.
Oh, my goodness, I am so sorry.
Why, it's Chief Wampum.
This is all. How you say in your country, my cheeks are pink. I am so, oh, my goodness.
So it was your feet that Lady Jowls tickled.
Why did you growl?
My goodness, when you tickled my toes, unexpectedly, it aroused my kundalini, you see. Oh, please, in my country, it is nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, you certainly frightened the living daylights out of me. Excuse me. I think I'll go freshen up. I'll be right back.
Oh, by the way, I'm Jack Flanders, nephew to Lady Jowls.
Namaste. I'm so pleased. Are you a cowboy?
A cowboy?
Yes, because I'm an Indian, you see.
Another one. I wonder what he was doing behind the drapes. I think I'll check it out. It's almost dark out. The storm's getting closer, all right. I see the bay window does look out over the maze. What? There's something. It's grown too dark to... Now it's standing on its hind legs. It's looking around as though it senses my... It's looking at me. Oh, my God. Its eyes are... It's gone. The piano. Oh, that sounds nice. I wonder who she is. Her back is turned. What beautiful long black hair. Her skin is so white. Incredibly white. I feel as though I've known her for a long, long time. Strange. As though we've been like this. Lifetime after lifetime. Same room. Same setting. So, it is you. The face I've seen watching. The Madonna face. You play very well. I was standing... Looking out of the bay window, I saw a strange creature. It stood up on its hind legs and looked at me with a... Well, its eyes glared like rubies. The contact was so strong for a moment, I felt I saw its soul. And then suddenly it dropped down on all fours and was gone.
They're getting bolder, aren't they?
The Fourth Tower of Inverness is a continuing serial being brought to you each week, Monday through Friday. Tune in at this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
You can feel how close I am to you, and still I'm sitting across the room. You can feel me entering your mind, can't you?
Yes.
Now I'm inside, totally inside your mind.
The Fourth Tower is produced by ZBS Media.